Why are they so conditioned and hold on to this past memory of the suffering, the misery, the remorse, and honesty? And this is what the brain, when you accumulate, create. That's why in Mahayana, the second noble truth is not the cause of arising or suffering. You know what the second noble truth is in Mandarin, Mahayana? Ku qi mie dao. The second noble truth, they use another word, they say accumulation. Accumulation is suffering. They are right, they are not wrong. When you accumulate all this fear, phobia, insecurity, all your whatever, past abuses or whatever, every time there is condition for you to recall or you see something that trigger of the memory, that negativity of mind state straight away surface. So this is how you suffer. You become unhappy. You become like panic, the phobia start again. So, because this may be childhood abuses that you experience. Then sometimes university students very often, after they graduate, work very long, and they still dream they haven't passed the exam. Very often. So these are the phobia when you go through the education system. You may be a very good student, or first class honors or whatever, but that thing follow you or not, because the fear of failing the exam is so intense. Because you can get kicked out, then they say what, bo bin, no face to face your parent or your whatever education, scholarship or loan also withdrawn. So that fear intensify. It's not a reality yet, but the probability of it, even very small, created that fear. So that fear become a phobia over time. You every time hold it inside your subconscious. So this is how accumulation build up all this negative tendency, phobia, fear, insecurity, everything. Then sometimes panic attack and all those things. So mental problem, depression, and all the other mind-related sickness, means a lot of mental suffering. They come about through lack of wisdom, attachment, clinging, grasping. Where you cannot see the universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta. You cannot realize that this form of mind is not you, the anatta anicca, not a permanent unchanging entity. But to realize emptiness is much, much more deeper than just understanding that this is not you, sakkayaditti. Sakkayaditti is just self-delusion, understand? The initial ability to break free from that self-delusion, then you don't have the ego, the entity, to believe that this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be, so that delusion no more. But then when you face the other first noble truth reality, you still cannot act. Like when there is separation and all those things, you still cannot act. But to you, it's still very real, understand? Your wife, your children, your parents, your loved ones, your good friend or whatever. All this like still can affect you. That's why to break free from all this, like I shared the other day, the 5 aggregate. The Buddha already summarized, in short, is due to your sakkayaditti that grasps and cling onto this 5 aggregate of forming mind that I say dukkha. But to break free beyond sakkayaditti, you know what Kuan Yin did? He went into the awareness based meditation and he, through the direct seeing, illuminated into the five aggregates of form and mind. What did Kuan Yin Bodhisattva realize? The five aggregates of form and mind is?
Empty.
Then you realize empty means what? No reality. Bo ming kiawa. But doesn't mean nothingness, no? You understand? No? Empty means empty nature or existence, no? You do also like that, you don't do also like that. You understand? No? Well, everything you do, the result of it is what? Nature's law. You may accord with law of karma, yeah? Then apply some action. But all these are phenomena within the world, understand? Coming and going, coming and going. So effectively, he know you, he know me. So who is doing anything? Everything is not the way you think. No reality that, I was born. I mean, we cannot deny that each and every one of us, we were born through our mother's womb. Maybe some special, no need to come from mother's womb, I don't know. Then, as you grow up, live life, let's say my case, or your case, almost 70 years already. You cannot deny you live for 70 years and this phase of life really happened. But I ask you one question. Is there any reality? Yeah? Any reality at all? You cannot deny. You can only recall to memory that you exist. Understand now? That's why I like the Mandarin song, 往事只能回味. Whatever is past, gone already, no more reality. Then who are you? What are you? Every moment, every phase of that 69 to 70 years, which one is you? Since the small baby until now, my face is a little different. When I was 30 something, different again. Then this one, everything I do, you think I share the mind, everything, it will only remain as one. Yeah? Maybe the website exists, then people read about it, they say, oh, there was a brother deal. Yeah. Well, who the hell is this brother deal? Nobody knows. Then after many years, you think you will be remembered? Maybe history book will write about those famous ones, like Hitler or those things, you know? The emperor and all that. But then, after that, that civilization may be whitewashed. Then a new civilization. Then what happened to all the things? Even they are around, the civilization not whitewashed, you can only recall to memory. So how real can it be? Memory is what the mundane mind is. That's why it's just a phenomenal world of consciousness and form within the phenomenal world. So when you can illuminate and see this and awaken, then you realize true emptiness. In true emptiness, you realize the unconditioned Dhamma. He know you, he know me. No mark of self-cultivating, no mark of others, no mark of life, no mark of Dhamma, no mark of existence. That's like the Heart Sutta say, Four Noble Truths also don't have. All in sickness and death doesn't exist within the true emptiness and unconditioned world. So all this understanding is wisdom that can be realized when you have the awareness-based meditation to penetrate all this. So awareness can illuminate and awaken. And when you realize true emptiness, you're not only not deluded by the concept of a self, sakyadity, but you can handle everything. You will not give any meaning. Like I used to tell you, there were certain period after 1989, I was like just walking, I don't know, and suddenly the awareness stopped. Then inside there, at the nature there, at the heart there, I cannot find anything. Like the egoic mind totally missing, the entity totally missing, like completely nothing. Then with that realization, you can just understand, even now this form and mind disperse, or you all call die, no problem. I will not have a thought to worry, oh, my children, my wife, I haven't do my will, I haven't sought out it. Don't have such thing. Whether I exist or I don't exist, don't make a difference to what nature is. We are all of us. You think you are real? Huh? Are you real? If you say you are real, then I ask you the next question. Since the beginning of time until now, how many rebirth or birth have you taken? Countless, isn't it? Maybe no need to say countless. 1 billion. Every life you count one segment, sometimes born as human, happy, deva, happy. Then when I say you're born as animal, hejakau silu, how you feel? The animal is you, that monkey is you. Then you ask yourself, so many of these birds, the 31 plane, the other plane not so bad, the four woeful state one are more difficult to accept. Then you ask yourself, which one is you? 1 billion of these birds, you mean all that billion you are. And who are you? All this, that's why we say, lai ye kong, qi ye kong, he bi ku ku si zu, wei kong liu lei. You are born into this world, you come empty. When you die, you pass away also empty. Well, physically, you cannot take anything away. You cannot bring anything. Then in between, why do you grieve, suffer over emptiness? So the meaning is, empty nature existence, existence exists. Life exists. Everything that people experience, moment to moment exists. But the reality is, all these are impermanent. They will come to pass. The moment is past, dead and gone, no more reality, finished. That's why the teaching in the Mahayana teaching, the three period of time, they are not a reality. So past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. Then they realize the present moment is at least as real as it is. But how stable is the present moment? Split second is gone in there. Now I talk about it, the next moment is gone. And that is the only reality within life, existence. Then how real can life be? The only present moment which is the highest in life and the only reality in life is transient. Split second is gone, split second is gone, split second is gone. And that is the only reality in life. No? So I always teach Kayamita to contemplate and ask this question. Moment to moment, life passes by. This is the only reality. What are you doing? You ask yourself. What are you doing? Without mindfulness, you realize living beings are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. True or not? Most of the time, you think a lot. Complain about life. They become miserable over life. Then they crave for this, crave for that, they fight, argue, conflict, everything. That's why you see war everywhere. Then the result of it is the Panchaniyama create what they call nature's disaster. Now you got climatic change, you got what they call pollution, all those things. creating havoc for humanity because the consciousness has become so evil and so polluted and so much of these evil roots within. So when you understand all this, then your wisdom will transform you. You will not be like gullible anymore. If it's all empty, then why you want to create mental suffering and all this conflict, misery? Towards the end, there is no reality.